Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, December 14th, 2021. I'm Jen Cutter. Bloomberg sources report NSO Group is exploring shutting down its controversial Pegasus spyware unit and possibly selling the entire company. Pegasus accounts for approximately half of NSO's revenue. Possible new owners include two American funds, which could turn Pegasus into strictly a cybersecurity service and possibly develop drone technology. NSO declined to comment. Apple released the 15.2 release for iOS, iPadOS, tvOS and HomePod, as well as watchOS 8.3, adding a few previously announced features, including the Messages Safety feature for children, which proactively scans for nude images received or sent, blurring them out, and displaying warning messages. Instead of automatically notifying parental accounts when clicking on an image, Messages will give kids the option of messaging parents about the content. This update does not add the controversial client-side scanning for CSAM material on iCloud phones. iOS also gets the full App Privacy Report, letting users see data accessed by applications, including third-party apps, as well as adding the $4.99 a month Apple Music Voice Plan subscription tier in selected regions. Android users now have access to Apple's Tracker Detect app. This will flag any nearby AirTags or Find My compatible trackers separated from an owner as an unknown AirTag. If the AirTag follows you for 10 minutes, you can use the app to make it play a sound and learn how to disable it once located, all without requiring an Apple account. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration is investigating the deadly collapse at an Amazon warehouse in Illinois following Friday's tornado. Six workers were killed with one injury and 45 people were rescued. The OSHA has 6 months to complete its probe and propose monetary penalties in cases of violations of workplace safety and health regulations. Amazon told CNBC, OSHA investigates all workplace fatalities and we are supporting them. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority will investigate Microsoft's planned $16 billion acquisition of the AI and speech technology company Nuance to determine if the deal will lessen competition in the UK. Microsoft received regulatory approval for the deal in the US and Australia. Payroll system Kronos reports a ransomware attack may take up to several weeks to restore system availability and advise customers to use other services. Company representatives declined to answer if a Log4Shell exploit was used in the attack, but said it retained cybersecurity experts and notified authorities, and customers' on-premises services are not affected. LogMeIn plans to separate LastPass into a standalone company 6 years after acquiring the password management tool, now used by over 85,000 companies and 30 million users. This move is meant to accelerate the speed at which password management and secure sign-in tools can be developed. LastPass hints at improving the mobile app, adding more third-party tie-ins for corporate customers, a website redesign, and more support channels. A U.S. executive order directs 17 government agencies to modernize the way critical services are delivered to people in the U.S., including bringing more services online. The order focuses on agencies having the most interaction with individuals, outlining 30 updates to make, including online passport renewal and disaster victims able to submit photos of property damage by mobile phones. The order provides no new funding, with agencies expected to use existing technical resources and the White House's United States Digital Service to meet these goals. The UK's proposed online safety bill, which aims to regulate tech giants and social media, is adding calls for criminal charges for online scams, sending unwanted sexual images, and promoting violence against women due to a new report. The report further adds that a named senior manager from tech giants should be made personally liable in court for any failures. The original draft bill and this report maintains exemptions for journalism, public interest, and free speech. The government has 2 months to respond, and the bill is expected to reach Parliament early next year to become law. The Cyberspace Administration of China fined Weibo 3 million yuan, approximately $470,000, for repeatedly publishing illegal information, violating a cybersecurity law on the protection of minors, and other laws, though the other laws were not specified. Weibo has been hit with 44 penalties for the year up to November, totaling 14.3 million yuan. The company said in a statement it sincerely accepts criticism from the regulator, and a work group has been established in response to the penalty. And Oppo announced AirGlass, an AR device launching early next year in limited release in China. AirGlass is described as an assisted reality product rather than augmented reality, projecting 2D monochrome info into your field of view instead of overlaying 3D. AirGlass weighs 30 grams, has a Qualcomm Snapdragon 4100 processor, and 3-hour active battery life with 40 hours on standby. The glasses can be used for notifications, directions, teleprompting, and real-time translation. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.